It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
So I love this, Jill. I'm filling in for Darcy. And when he told me that I was going to be on a Friday, he's like, you should pick somebody that would be fun for you to get to know better.
Yes.
And I picked Charity Sheehan from Special Olympics PEI.
Yes.
Good morning.
This is awesome. And like, I know you for like, I don't even want to say decades because that will make us both seem like
a decade.
Like
we'll go a decade.
Like we met at the maternity ward because we're both forever young at heart.
We are.
But Charity, welcome in. Thank you for joining us this morning. And let's talk a little bit about your involvement first with Special Olympics PEI because people know the name instantly.
Absolutely. I've been around a little bit, so I'm going to date myself. 22 years.
Wow.
I've been working for Special Olympics
and
started as a volunteer in a basketball program at the old YMCA.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I was going to college at Holland College at the Recreation and Leisure Management program. Left that first program, went back to my classmates and said, I'm going to work for Special Olympics one day. And they were like, sure you are. And here I am, 22 years later.
Yeah. Now, is sport always a part of, like, from a very young age?
Yeah, so I grew up in Surrey, PEI, from a big family of basketball players. And my mom is one of eight sisters, and five of them played on a basketball team together during high school when they were younger. So they were kind of cool little bunch. They were in a McLean's magazine cover thing back in the day. And so, yeah, I played every sport there was. So if there was something happening, I was doing it. And so I always wanted to work in sport.
Yeah. And you did Eastern Region sport before Special Olympics too, right?
So that was kind of as I came into my career. I worked in Cornwall at the town of Cornwall. I was a program director there for a year. And then I got this offer to come to Special Olympics. They said, would you do a 1 year leave of absence? And I said, sure. And then I never left. So, and then I was with the Eastern Region Sport and Recreation Council as their chair for a couple of years and on council out in the North Shore. And yeah, I've been all over.
Man, council too. I don't think I even knew that. I knew, like, I see you at community events all the time, and it's just because you're like busy and always involved in helping and giving back. The gala the other night, unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we're still trying to make that, like, I don't know, real. It seems surreal. It was just a magical night. It really was. Yeah. Lots of really good things happened that night. So
it was the first time that I attended.
Yeah.
And I was amazed at, the scale of it, the number of participants, the silent auction, like all the work that went into it. But mostly I was so touched by the stories and that family in particular that spoke. Mm-hmm. And I could see that the organization offers so much to the athletes, but also to the families, that it's such a support.
Yeah,
and a network. So tell me about what it's like that's your job, that you're interacting with these people and that your organization has such meaningful just impact in their lives.
Yeah, you know what? That's the beauty of working for this organization. You don't actually feel like you're working because you get to just be involved in such phenomenal things. You know, athletes can come into our programs as young as two and be lifers. And I've seen athletes grow up in our programs that, you know, I got a phone call from a mom or a dad that said, hey, I'm thinking Johnny or Sally might be interested, but I don't know if they can. And I'm like, you know what? They can. Come and try it. And so we always say that Special Olympics is a bit of a sticky organization. Once you kind of get touched by it, then you're stuck to it for life. But it is. It's about transforming lives. And sport does that. And that's the beauty of it. Sport has transformative powers, right? So they get to do inclusive health. They get to do athlete leadership where they're empowered to be those speakers or showcase the families. And the beauty of the night of the gala is that we really want to connect the audience to the movement. So it's, you know, you really want to feel it. You know, you can go to lots of fundraising dinners. You can raise funds anywhere. But we want people to walk away feeling connected to the organization. And I hope that's the feeling that folks had when they left.
I can say that I had that feeling for sure. And we had the pleasure of sitting with Lisa Bernard. And she was one of the co-hosts for the second part of the evening. Yeah. And she was so confident and so happy and told us about her floor hockey and her being the first female on the team.
Yep.
And just you could like she basically explained the growth that she'd had personally and then in the sport too, because more women have joined the sport. So yeah, it was a real treat. And I did walk away. Well, yeah, people can usually hear my voice. They know, like, yeah, she absolutely felt it. So you're probably hearing it now. I did. It was wonderful. And I can't wait to attend again next year.
Oh, that's fantastic. Really love that. Yeah. Little leaky eyes.
Exactly. Our interesting Islander, Charity Sheehan, going to stay with us till around 8:30. We'll talk more about sport and life and leadership, all kinds of things.
Burgers are back at Pizza Delight. Grab an East Coaster, our classic Donair and burger combined. Savor a tangy barbecue bacon burger or spice it up.
Today is mainly sunny with a high of 25. With humidity, it will feel like 36. Tonight, a few clouds and a low of 16. Tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high of 28. We are under a heat warning, so stay hydrated. Stay prepared. Corey's looking at me right now, suggesting that I should have been better prepared to read this weather.
No.
Right now, it's warm out there already. I'm sure it's at least 18 or 19 in Charlottetown and in Summerside.
'70s, '80s, '90s, the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Good morning. I'm Corey in for Darcy with Jill and Scott and our interesting Islander, Charity Sheehan with Special Olympics PEI. We were talking a little bit about the emotion and the community at Special Olympics. And I can't even think of how many years I've been involved, but you're right. It is the sticky. Once you get involved in the community, an incredible group of athletes and support and just family and man, I did a polar plunge out at the North Shore. Like, you guys have roped me into a lot of...
We have. Thank you for participating.
A lot of fun. I know the polar plunge is law enforcement torch relay, but the partnership with them is incredible.
They're the largest fundraising avenue that Special Olympics Worldwide has. So they raise awareness and funds for Special Olympics. And polar plunge is one of those silly things we do that raises a lot of money. People love to do that or love to pledge to see somebody else do that. So
right.
We benefit from that. It's fantastic.
My first year of polar plunge, and I made the mistake of not actually getting pledges, but so I got there and I was going to host and I decided, oh, I'll do an inspiration jump for everyone. So I'm like in picture
fully clothed.
Jill, fully clothed, sweater vest, dress shoes, the whole deal. I do a giant cannonball and then I get out and they hand me a clipboard with like 200 names. They're like, now you get to introduce every person who's going to jump.
Oh my gosh. When you were there in your cold, wet clothing?
I was awesome.
He was not polar plunge ready.
No, I definitely
he just thought, let's just do this, and then realized, oh, now I have to do the gig.
Poor planning. Anyway,
you should have plunged last.
Learned my lesson. It was a great cause. We'll talk more about you're an interesting Islander, so you're here right through to 8:30 with us.
You bet.
Let's turn to the celebration calendar and say happy birthday to Faye Saunders. Faye is 60 today. Best wishes from Paul and Megan and Melissa and Mark. Luke and Penelope the dog. Happy birthday, Faye.
Did you say 60?
I did say 60.
Wow. Happy birthday, Faye.
Is it a typo?
No, I'm pretty sure it is 60.
Wow.
Paul told me.
Okay. Oh, Paul, buddy, you're brave. Happy 90th to Shirley White celebrating on Saturday. Happy 40th to Amanda Thoy. Lots of love from Mom. And Jennifer Campbell. Best wishes from husband Dana and the kids, Nineveh and Silas.
Excellent. I would like to say happy anniversary to Jake and Lindsay Hume. They are in Murray River, and that greeting comes from Joel and Stephanie. Happy birthday to Gary Dingwell. Love Jimmy, Don, Finley, and Rusty. Gary's in Surrey. So happy birthday to Gary. Jason Dara in Cape Traverse. Is that right, Scott?
Cape Traverse.
Traverse. You're going to see. I pronounce things my own way. Sometimes that is wrong.
That's all right. You got Chandler right.
Jason is celebrating 50 years. Big shout out to Gavin Landry in Stratford. I know Gavin and his family. Gavin is turning 14. Have a great day, Gavin. Happy birthday to Ross Walker, who's celebrating 65 years in Dunstaffenage. And as well, Stuart Walker, who is celebrating his second birthday. We got Amanda Thoy. Yes. Look at this. What does this mean? I'm interested. Amanda's celebrating a birthday, aka she is the crypt keeper.
Yeah, that does seem.
I would like to know more about this, her crypt keeping ways. Amanda is 40 years old.
Maybe you don't want to know.
Maybe it's probably quite secretive. I'm sure I can't crack that code. Brittany Bruinouge is celebrating a birthday as well, and that is from Leah, Nora, Cooper, and Lennon. And finally, a happy birthday to Jason McNeil. Jason is a childhood friend of mine. We talked about this yesterday, that we could remember phone numbers, et cetera, from our childhood and not passwords like current things today. I will never forget for my whole life that today is Jason McNeil's birthday. So have a great day, my friend.
Best wishes to everyone celebrating with our celebration calendar for the Confederation Bridge.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge celebration calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime.
90. This is CHTN-FM, Charlottetown. But when you're waking up with the Ocean 100 Morning Show, you call us Ocean 100.
On our way to news at 8, late birthday. We're not sure if it's Katie or Caddy McCachran. We know it's McCachran, turning 39. Happy birthday, Caddy. Or Katie. What are you doing to me?
It's not me. I literally copy and pasted that. It's not me.
All right.
But I like your take on it. And I think that we are sincere in our wishes, regardless of the correct or incorrect pronunciation, right?
Absolutely.
Of 18, mainly sunny Saturday, a high of 28. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right, 8:07, the Ocean 100 Morning Show. I'm Corey in for Darcy. Darcy's trivia question this morning, and we didn't really dig too deeply into this, Jill, but trivia question this morning, 15% of adults say this was the ultimate job when they were a teenager.
You're looking for me to make a guess.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, but it's not the right numbers, but I was thinking like as a teenager, being a lifeguard or something would have been like the most awesome summer, you know, teenage job. But the 15% thing, that's not, there weren't that many lifeguards.
Scott, what did you think was the ultimate job as a teenager?
I would think that perhaps working in a movie theater, making the popcorn.
This guy, he's got the right answer. It totally
Thank
is
you.
Working at the.
Man. Did you just guess that?
Yeah,
or did
no,
you know
I,
the answer?
I literally did. Wow. Yeah, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
The ultimate dream job as a teenager, movie theater. Well, because you get popcorn, movies, all access.
I had some interesting teenage jobs. I never got to work at the movie theater. I did get to work a drive-in at a local fast food restaurant, which proved to be a very educational opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charity, did you have any?
I didn't have like a real like job until I was 19, but I had 17 first cousins, so I had lots of babysitting gigs.
Okay.
Wow.
So
a bunch of people on our Facebook page guess babysitting is the ultimate teenage job.
I don't know if it's ultimate.
I don't think that's ultimate at all.
If you have access to the snacks, it could be.
That's right. It's depending on the family, if they get you set up with some treats and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I think I had the ultimate teenage job because I was a teenager doing this, playing music and telling stories and.
So. Can I say one babysitting story really quickly?
Sure.
I used to babysit for a family, and they told me one night on their way out, they just moved into this house that had a wraparound veranda.
Yeah.
And they're like, we just want to let you know, Daniel has been climbing out of his window. So just keep an eye out for that. So I sat at the top of the stairs for the entire night, worried that this child was going to open his window and go out onto the veranda roof.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
Yeah. It was. It wasn't great.
'70s, '80s, '90s, the Ocean 100 Morning Show. I'm Corey in for Darcy along with Jill and Scott and our interesting Islander, Charity Sheehan with Special Olympics. Let's talk about being a chef de mission with Special Olympics and just heading with athletes on an incredible adventure.
Yeah, my first gig as chef was actually here at home when the 2004 National Games were here for Special Olympics. Might remember White Wan that happened in the middle of those games.
I do remember.
Oh, we do.
So that makes your first chefing experience very interesting. So, but yeah, then I chefed for a number of years and then had the opportunity to be on a couple of World Games teams. I went to Japan. I went to South Korea. I went to Los Angeles.
Man.
And then I went to, I was chef for the games that were supposed to be in Russia that never happened.
That's right.
So during the pandemic and whatnot. But yeah, I've had lots of incredible experiences and met incredible people from across the country, just athletes and volunteers and families. And yeah.
When I had the chance to invite you in to be, I'm like, I love cheerleading stories. I love just the human spirit and the opportunity to give back. And as you mentioned earlier this morning, sport does that. And you're a great leadership role model for the community. It's incredible.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Yeah.
I have a question.
You bet.
Because we've been sitting here chatting off air, and I can see how deeply involved you are in the organization, how much you give back to the community. Mm-hmm. I also know that you're a mom.
Yep.
You got kids, and mm-hmm. life still rolls on, even when we're up to our eyeballs in all those other things. So I must ask you, what do you do? How do you take care of you? Are there things, what are your, you know, is there a hobby or is there a break? What are your things?
That's a great
question. That fill your cup. And I know your work would fill your cup, but it's also a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I don't have a lot of hobbies because I really enjoy sport.
Yes.
And I enjoy watching others in sport. And so my girls, I have a 15 and 10 year old, both really involved in sport.
Yes.
And so chief cheerleader.
Yes.
So I'm at the ball field, at the basketball court, upgraded my lawn chair this year so that I could have a good seat when I'm watching some softball.
I got a new chair this summer too.
You know, you got to do those things. I got to take care of myself as I'm watching and clapping. So, but you know, I love to go to a restaurant by myself and have a meal. You know, my kids don't eat exactly what I eat sometimes.
Yes.
And I like to be a little bit more adventurous with my food. Or I love a good massage or those kinds of things. Just
yes.
kind of quiet, alone type
a little,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoy those things.
No, and
yeah.
I think, and I can relate as far as the parent watching sport and experiencing that network and the connections.
Yeah.
So you're experiencing that as a mom and in your workplace.
Yeah.
In that. That's what you guys offer
yeah.
to your athletes and his families. Anyway,
yeah,
awesome.
I get distracted, but we're people too, right? We're moms and
yeah.
all those chats.
Exactly.
And
I love finding out how you like balance it all because it blows my mind. Like I just think of our calendar and how it's mapped out. And then I look and you're like at all the same things. I'm like, how do you do it? So that, yeah. I love that you asked.
I have a color-coded spreadsheet. I'm not going to lie. And this people that are listening that know me will laugh about that. But in our family, they'll be like, well, somebody should maybe create a spreadsheet on that. And then it's like, haha, Charity has one already and it's color-coded.
That's the template.
For faster internet and TV channels you love, switch to Bell Alliant. You'll get 500% faster total internet speeds and major networks. Plus, channels like
your CAA membership card are loaded into the Shell app and save today. Conditions apply.
It's mainly sunny today with a high of 25. With humidity, it will feel like 36. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of 16. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, a high of 28. Again, with a Humidex, it's going to feel like 35 tomorrow. Right now, it's 19 in Summerside and 19 in Charlottetown.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And our Interesting Islander this morning, Charity Sheehan with Special Olympics PEI. Thank you for saying yes to my request to come in and
thanks for asking.
Just hang out. And I didn't even ask your favorite artists and stuff that I could have tried to work
in. I love Irish Mython.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, I love, and her show is at Trailside?
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
Mm. We were talking about live concerts off air, and live concerts, you like the intimate setting more than that.
I do.
Thousands and thousands of.
My husband's a big concert guy, though. He loves concerts, and he loves like 70s hair bands, and you name it, he'll go to it, but I won't drive that far to go to a concert.
Yeah. I had a giant list of would you rathers I was going to go through with you guys. And I didn't even tell Jill I was going to do this.
I love on-the-spot things.
All right. Would you rather be born 100 years ago or 100 years in the future?
100 years ago.
Wow, both of you. Scott?
Well, there was no Wi-Fi password 100 years ago, so I'll go in the future.
Seemed easier. All right. Any weird collections? Do you have any like side hobbies where you collect stamps or coins or something that... might.
What's one? Rocks. I collect rocks. So if I go someplace, I might pick up a stone or something like that. Yeah.
I picked up a heart shaped rock at the beach.
Nice.
Like not that long ago. Yeah. So any other quirky things? Anything you want to express to us in our final few moments?
Express or expose? Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, this is a setup. What are you?
It's a safe space.
We can don't trust about. You, Tremere.
What material can I use at the next gala that I get to be a part
of? I'll keep that close to my chest.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us this morning and being our Interesting Islander and for all that you do with sport and the community. And, man, just the fan base of supporters for Special Olympics and everything that you're involved with. And we didn't even talk about, like, leadership training and some of the some of your side things that you do besides sport.
Yeah, no, I'm on a couple of committees. I chair a couple of national committees for the movement. And, you know, just I like change. I like helping and I like being a part of really good things. So
you're a pretty big deal. And I think it's fair to say we're fans of yours.
Definitely.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I'm a big fan of you guys.
Thank you for being here and have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
And if you didn't pick up your Special Olympic auction items, like today's the day.
Come by our office today. Yeah.
Get it done because we want to have a good weekend of relaxing.
Yeah.
Indeed.